Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is a day that no one else has ever been in but our God. And we are just excited that we are in this day called today. And this day called today is Friday the 20th of May, 2022. Yes, we are excited at this time the Lord has given us, at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. What a mighty God we serve. We are excited for the opportunity that he has given us again to stand on the gap and call on his name, encouraging each other and standing on the gap on behalf of others. And we are excited. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we are praying a prayer of agreement. For one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. We are more than two here. We are more than three, and we are believing for putting thousands upon thousands, millions upon millions to flight in the name of Jesus. Eternal wise God, the creator of heaven and earth, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name, Lord. For in you, Father, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing, Lord. We are glad to be in this day. We pray, Father God, that you help us, Lord, that we fulfill what you have assigned us to do today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for there is no any other God but you. You are the lily of the valley. You are the bright and morning star, the one who was, who is, and is to come. We thank you. We honor you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. The one who does not change, the great I am, we thank you. We reverence you, Father, the one who, when he arrives, his enemies scatter. We thank you this morning, Father. Yes, for our God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and drought. We honor you. We reverence you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because there is no any other God but you. You are God all by yourself. You do not need men to be God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the one who owns, yes, earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you. And they that dwell in it belongs to you. We thank you. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. You deserve all the glory, Father. You deserve all the praise. Yes, in the name of Jesus, because you have been tried and tested so many times, and you have been proven to be God. Yes, to be a true, able God. We bow down before you this morning, Father. We reverence you, Father, this morning. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are a covenant-keeping God. Yes, you kept your covenant with Abraham. Yes, in the name of Jesus, with Isaac. Yes, and Jacob, you kept your covenant. Even with Elijah, you answered by fire. Yes, in the name of Jesus. and with Daniel, yes, you are the fourth man who showed up, yes, in that furnace fire, Father, in that pit of fire, you showed up. You are so faithful. You are a faithful God, a merciful God. Thank you, Lord. Glorify you this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your ears are not heavy, that they cannot hear us, Father. Even your hands are not shortened, that they cannot reach out and touch each and every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you, Father God, this morning. I honor you, Lord. For there is no any other God but you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, let us just start this morning by praising God. We are not going to ask for anything, but we want to praise him for who he is and what he has done. For he deserves our praises. He deserves our honor. There are some who went to sleep last night and they did not make it, but we are here. So we are going, the lines are open. Let's just praise him. Just give a praise to him, honor him, reverence him, because he deserves the praise. He deserves the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for you are faithful. Let us raise up our voices to him and tell him,
Yes, the prince of peace, Jesus, for you deserve the praise, you deserve the honor,
You deserve
Morning, this is Chris, and I have a prayer request. I'm closing on a home, like, for Airbnb, and I'm just praying God's favor with everything that's going on with the house, and I pray for my business, and I pray for my family, if we could just keep my family lifted up in Jesus' name, amen.
Is there any other?
Yes. Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I just thank God for the thank God for just being able to be here this morning for with our family, the prayer family, and just request prayer for traveling grace for my daughters who's traveling this morning, and just healing in my body in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Yes,
okay, well, praise God. Praise God. I was talking, and then, anywho, thank God for being here today. I just wanted to, first of all, thank everyone for prayers on yesterday. We prayed about the contractor. He had been delaying. And so yesterday they came, and they completed what they had to do yesterday, and we just believe that they'll come on back today and finish the final part of the work that they're doing here. So I just want to thank God for the favor that it's not like we just want to ask him all the time. As we come here, we do give him praise and thank him for all that he's done and what he's going through and the fact that he is our God. So I just want to thank God for that. Yesterday, again, to pray for Terrence, who is homeless, and he needs delivered from things in his life. So pray for him this morning. And I pray that we will pray for all of our families. All of our families have something going on and need to be healed. A special prayer for my grandchildren, Celeste, Benjamin, David, and Abraham. We will have peace between them and not only say they love each other, but speak words of love one to another. Amen.
Amen.
Is there any other? Okay. So let us go before the Lord together and pray for these requests and these needs before God and anything else that you can think of. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Master. We pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the chorus, Father, and for this marriage, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray right now. Yes,
and you know what's going on with people that have names called out, Lord.
No man can put asunder. We pray, Father God, right now that you strengthen this marriage around him with men and women of faith, of integrity, who can mentor and help them, Father, and teach them and guide them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke any spirit of confusion and misunderstanding, and the one who wants to distract, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you are wise, Father, in Jesus' name, and protect you this marriage. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we don't allow the enemy to steal or destroy this marriage. He has stolen enough from us already. In the mighty name of Jesus, so I pray, Father God, that you give them a spirit of forgiveness, that they forgive each other, and that they communicate and trust with him, honesty to each other, and understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for his brother.
Yes,
John, in the name of Jesus, that you deliver him whatever is broken, Father, in his life. I pray, Father God, that you make it straight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for the wine. In the name of Jesus, he needs your touch. He needs your deliverance. Deliverance, Father, whatever the spirit of depression that is creeping on him, I come against you, spirit of depression, in the mighty name of Jesus. I loosen the spirit of God of deliverance, yes, and salvation, in the name of Jesus, and healing. For Lord Jesus, you were wounded for all our transgressions. You were bruised for all our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. By your stripes we are healed, and you heal all manner of diseases, including depression, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you for your healing power, even over our sister Mary, Lord, that you touch her body, for her body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Whatever disorder going on in her body, we decree and declare, Father God, total healing and total function of every member of her body, that she is blessed from the crown of her head to the small of her speak.
And you're right.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. You pray for traveling mercies for us, Sister Yvonne, Lord, as she will be traveling, and Sister Mary, as her daughter traveling. I just pray, Father God, for your traveling mercies that you go before them, around them, over them, Father, that you protect them, whatever means of travel, whether it's flying, driving,
God, I'm asking you right now to
protect and shield, Father, that they arrive their destination safely in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. For you are our shield. You are our protector. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for Sister Chris, for her business, her family, Father, Sister Dalene, her family, my family, and everyone represented here. We pray for our children and our grandchildren, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you promised us in your word that all our children will be taught by you, Lord, and glorified their peace. So I thank you that you are our children, teacher. You teach them, Father, to love one another as siblings. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, and to appreciate each other and compliment each other. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that our children are heirs and themselves, Father. They are leaders and not followers. They are above and not beneath. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for giving them wisdom, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for your protection and your guidance, that our children will not have been raised in the hands of the living Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you provide for them. In the name of Jesus, that you provide for them. In the workplace, Father, I pray for your protection, Father, as they work, that they will be rewarded well in their work, Father. No manipulation, no taking advantage. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who are in the school system, that you open their minds, they will be able to learn and comprehend new stuff, new information. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. And I pray, Father God, for praise. Today is your best day at work and in your job. I just pray for faith, Father, that they will accept him and that she will comprehend and she transition and learn new information, Father. I thank you for giving their favor and protecting her. The name of Amos Angel will be for her as she work and do her job. Who are working in my home as well, that they will do a good job and not cut corners, not take advantage and try to address crisis.
Praise
that
you continue pouring more and more in the Holy Spirit, more and more in the Holy Spirit, each and every one of us,
even those that
were
faced with this
problem, those that may be called out there, that were praying as we praying for the Father, continue pouring more and more in the Holy Spirit in us, Lord. Oh, yes,
that rules and regulations and
continue to strengthen us and those that are weak, strengthen them, Lord.
They will work on our favor.
They
will be charged on our favor on our behalf because we serve a mighty God. Anything and anyone who tries to take advantage of us and try to cut corners, I pray that they be exposed.
Lord,
and
bless
you
more than we
have
our dreams ahead,
Lord. Even in their sleep, in their with you, someone
Lord,
that they do what is
Lord,
right on us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus,
that
I thank you, Father God, for every place we caught the death and bread brought up, Father, and we praise you, Lord.
My God, my
prayer request. That is in the God, Father God, there is nothing that catching you by surprise. You know everything, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, that whatever you are out of order,
Lord,
you put it in order, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you, Lord. I honor you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It is done. It is done. By the precious blood of Jesus. That the battle is won in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. Honor you. Yes, we consider it done and that it is permanent. Yes, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God this morning for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers and receiving our praises. We thank him for receiving all our praises. So I'm going to ask you if you would mute your phones, and we're going to go to the word, and we'll just share one scripture with you. If you would mute your phone, if you press Star 6, I believe. Star 6 can also mute your phone because I'm still hearing a little bit noise on the break background. Praise God. So our scripture of the week is coming from the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 and 47. We had already had a very, very fruitful and blessed week. This is just a cherry on this ice cream we have been enjoying this whole week. And I just thank God for this body of Christ and what God is doing here. I mean, battles are being won here. Spiritual battles are being won in the this body of Christ, this fellowship. So I thank God to give me to be part of this body. Okay, I found it. 1 Samuel 17, verse 45 to 47. And this is the story of David and Goliath. And we all know the story. But these three verses, it reads, David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord says, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. Amen. And we all know the story and have been encouraged and reminded throughout the week through this verse in with everyone who facilitated, who shared, who had a testimony or anything and being encouraged. I just want to mention just a couple more things here. And I do know that we are speaking spirit and that there is power in the word, and that life or death are in the power of it. So on this particular day, we know these are the last words Goliath heard from David, and David just said it right to the point that today, you know, he first introduced to him how he is coming, that he is not coming against him with a sword or a spear or a javelin, because we know Goliath was a warrior, you know, for the Philistines, and he was the giant. He was such a big man and had intimidated the Israel army for a very long time, for many, many days and months, and, you know, just harassing them and intimidating them. But on this particular day, when David showed up, he introduced to him, let him know that today is a different day. He declared and decreed to make sure Goliath is aware that today it is a different day. It's not a day to wage war with sword, spade, or javelin. But today he introduced the God Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel. And he said, that's the God whom I am bringing to you. That's the God who is going to fight this battle for you. It's not battle as usual, not war as usual. And the same with us, whatever situation that has been going on in our life, we need to let that situation know that, no, things are changing. Things have changed. Today, I come to you in the name of the Lord God Almighty, the name of the Lord who is our strong tower. And when we run to him, we are safe. And tell the devil, you have been intimidating me for so long. You have been frustrating me for so long, interfering with my relationship, interfering with my family, interfering with my finances, with my joy, with my happiness, and I am going to put it into stop. We have to speak it. We have to say it. And the Bible says we have not because we ask not. We have all the resources, and we use them by faith. And David, as he introduced the kind of a God he serves, and he let him know that this day, the Lord will deliver us out of your hands. He is going to deliver us. And he told him exactly what is going to happen. And here he goes, Goliath. He has never had anyone challenging him in such a way. All the time he has been intimidating the children of Israel. All the time he will let them run and they will hide in the caves and, you know, shaking in their boots and just were scared of him. So even when he saw David, as small as he was, and challenging this Goliath, this big man, and he says it right to the point, and he says, today, this very day, my God is going to deliver you into my hands. And looking at David's hand, comparing to Goliath's hand, some commentaries or some learners of the Bible, they say Goliath was so big, so huge, that he has six fingers in each one of his hands. The hand was so big that it had six fingers, and comparing to David's hand, and David is standing there telling him that today my God is going to deliver you into my hands, and I am going to strike you down, and I am going to cut your head off. And sometimes we need to stand up and tell the devil, tell him the word of God. We have to tell him what the word of God says. There's, you know, I am reminded of the story of Elisha. Actually, Elisha, if I recall well, he did it two times. The first time in 2 Kings chapter 7, when he said that this day, tomorrow on this day, you will have flour. Flour will be available to you. You will be able to go and buy and sell flour, and you'll be able to get, you know, food here in at the gate of Samaria. I'm just paraphrasing. You remember the story in the book of 2 Kings when there was hunger, and the people were so hungry that they turned out to be cannibals. People were eating each other. People were eating donkeys and all this. It was so much hunger, so much drought, and he declared that tomorrow, you know, you will find flour. You can go and purchase a shekel of barley. You will be able to go and get flour. And he also said it, I believe it was in chapter 4 or 5, a few chapters after that, when he ran into this woman of a Shunammite woman. And the woman provided a place for him. And he declared, and he said, next year when I come back, you will have a child. This woman didn't have a child. And he declared, and he said, next year around this time when I come back, you will have a child. Why am I saying that? We are speaking spirits, and there is power in the tongue. Life and death are in the tongue. We can say things, not just things out of thin air, not just making up stuff, but we get them from the word of God, what the word of God says. When the word of God says you are healed, we believe it and decree and declare that we are healed. We are having breakthroughs. We receive favor. He made Goliath know, and Goliath was confused. I mean, he was like, I've never heard of this. And nobody has ever challenged me like that. And right there, on that very day, it happened what David had declared, what he had said. So there is power in the tongue. My brothers and sisters, wherever we go, whatever we say, as long as it lines up with the word of God and with just a little faith. We don't need that much, just a little faith. The Bible says the faith that is as small as a mustard seed, we can say to this mountain, be you be removed and be thrown into the sea, and it will obey. And we can decree and declare. So this morning, whatever it is that has been going on and tormenting you, some for years, some for months, some for weeks or days, we can say to this mountain, be ye removed and be thrown into the sea, and it will obey. And we have the backup of the word of God. And even Jesus himself, he helps us. And he even prayed for us. Night when I was reading, I just ran into the book of John. And I was in John chapter 17. I would encourage you to read John chapter 17. There are three powerful prayers Jesus prayed in John chapter 17. And he prayed, he even prayed for when he prayed for his disciples. And he prayed for us, the believers who were to come. He prayed for us even before we knew him. He already prayed for us and sent a prayer for us in John chapter 17. It is a very short chapter. I think about 25 or so verses there. It's not that long, but there are three powerful prayers he prayed. And I just want to read one of the prayers he prayed, verses 13 through 18. And Jesus is praying. He said, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world. This is right before the when he was crucified or taken to, before Judas Iscariot sold him. You know, soon after he had done these prayers, that's when Judas, you know, sold him and delivered him into the hands of his enemies. So on verse 13, I'm going to reread it. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the Spirit. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. And that's Jesus praying for his disciples and praying for us, the ones who are called into the kingdom. Actually, let's read a few more verses from there. And I'm on verse 20 now. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. So Jesus knew about us. He was praying for his disciples. And this same prayer, you know, it is an all-time prayer. That we, those who are called even in the ministry, we are all called because our number one job as believers is to win souls for the kingdom. And he is praying for us, and he prayed for us that we are not of this world, but we have a keeper, we have the word, and he keeps us, he protects us. So we are not to be intimidated. And he also prayed for those who will believe in what the message. We believed his word. We believed the message. Somebody preached to us, and we believed, and he prayed for us as well. And he's praying for those people whom we are witnessing to, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. It is God's desire to operate and function in unity. What is going on here at this body of Christ, at this circle of friends, at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, that's God's desire, that's God's will, for us to flow, for us to love each other. Just imagine the love we have for each other, the desire we have for each other. Majority of us, we have never met in person. But we feel, we sense the oneness, the love, even without physical being together on physical basis or at the same place, you know, in physical. But we have that love. It's because Jesus already prayed for us. And if we do not operate in this love, we are out of order. Those who do not operate in this love, they are out of order. So we pray and pray, praying for our families that they love each other. They do things in love and loving each other. That's God's desire, because he, Jesus said, he is with the Father. Him and the Father are one. And the Spirit, they are one. So we need to be one. And we are one with him in the name of Jesus. So we need to trust God. I have a guest here this morning. My little grandson is disturbing. Okay, you got to be quiet. We are praying. In the name of Jesus. So I just want to encourage us that let us fight this battle. It is already won. We are fighting. We are just going to finish up what Christ has done for us, has finished for us. But we need to do it using the word of God. We rely on the word. That's why we are encouraged here at this body over and over to read the word and rely on the word of God. In Jesus' name, I just thought I needed to share this scripture last night. I'm like, I have read this chapter over and over. I don't know how many times. But last night I was so excited and I wanted to share with you. I hope you are getting and feeling what I am feeling, or even more. I know that the word of God will not return to him void, but it will accomplish what he has sent it for, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we thank God this morning for his goodness and his love that endureth forever. And I am going to leave this time to Pastor Darlene so that she can conclude and dismiss us. And I pray that you all have a good weekend, that your weekend is going to be better than last weekend, because we move from glory to glory, and our God does not take us backwards, but he takes us forward, in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Darlene. Is she there?
Hmm?
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Okay. Lord. Hear me now? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Going on with
sorry.
Okay. All right. Yes. Thank you once again, our dear Pastor Scholastica. This is a good day to this prayer line and to hear the word of God and to hear the prayers that are going forth. And the unity is so powerful here, because we know that when two come together and we pray, I'm telling you, there is power in that, because one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So we're grateful for the fact that we come together here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, the Circle of Friends. So I seal each and every prayer with the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that we send them back to the sender, and they will not come to pass, because the Lord is on our side and he is in us now. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree this morning that we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree that we have on the whole armor of God and we come against every trick and scheme of the devil. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we will continue to resist the devil and he flees from us. I decree that we continuously humble ourselves and pray, and we seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, because we know that the Lord God Almighty is with us. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. Amen. I decree and declare blessings overtake us, and we have more than enough. I decree that we would not have the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, in Jesus' name. Amen. I decree that we will run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint, because we rise above the things that the enemy is trying to do against us. We have wings as eagles. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So everybody, I love you. I thank you so much for loving me back. And we continue to show love to those around us, those who we know need love. Just show some love and draw them into the kingdom through the love of God in us. go and have a beautiful day and an excellent weekend. Come back Monday. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, this circle of friends. And we know that God will continue to bless you real good. Adios.
Thank you. Thank you, teacher.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful
bathroom.
For each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.